Please join me in prayer. Tonight, Father, in silence, let us listen to the Holy Spirit as it fills our hearts with the remembrance of a story so long ago and yet as new as the day to come. Listen, all you brothers and sisters. Listen carefully. Dear Lord, we place ourselves in your hands. Dear Lord, we place ourselves in your hands. And we ask, Father, that you would be with us. That you would guide us through this night. That as we sit in remembrance of what took place today, Father, we would find ourselves broken. We would find ourselves opened. We would find ourselves wanting. We would find ourselves needing. Today, Father, your son was killed. Today, Father, all that you had from the beginning of time, from the formation of this earth, from the formation of your creation, mankind, came together in his death today. All the moments of sacrifice, all the preparations, Father, have been made ready. And today the lamb was slaughtered. Today the blood was spilled. Today that which cleanses us was taken from you. Let us be silent now, silent and in meditation. Let us look inside, Father. We are so not worthy or deserving. We are so not anything that this simple man would die for. And yet to him, to Jesus Christ, we are everything. To him, Father, to your Son, to the Messiah, we were worth dying for. The world revolves around us at this moment. Just outside that door, the world is spinning away. And yet while we are in here, Father, let it stop for us. Let us not concern ourselves with anything except for this moment as we dwell on the fact that your Son, died today. Have it to stir our hearts, Father. Have it to alert us that we should never forget that precious death. We should never forget that man which called the children to him was chained and beaten today. He died. Let us count ourselves ready to remember. Right about this hour, so many years ago, the world fell silent. Let us not forget, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. From John chapter 17. And after Jesus said this, he looked toward the heaven and prayed. And we listened to his prayer. And the words that he spoke, knowing time had come. Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that you may know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I had come from you, and they believed that you had sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours. All you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now. But I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of this world anymore. That I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them and you and me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved me even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. And they that know you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Let us pray. Gracious Father, as we enter in this evening, still our hearts. Take away from us the desire to know anything else other than you this evening, other than the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, other than the simple fact that we will get up from here and leave dwelling upon the fact that your Son was crucified and taken from us. The songs we sing honor you. The music honors you, Father. The night belongs to your Son, to His memory, to His glory, to His uplifting, that we too may be able to show the world that we know Christ because He lives in us by His death. As the next set of scripture is read, let it speak to us.
When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the grove, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said, and Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus answered. "If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled, "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard and the elders who had come for him. Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. But when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with them, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word that the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly.
Silent. Where is he? They told me that he would be here. They told me I could find him. Where is he? I have to find him. I don't know how much longer I can search. I've searched all day. I've heard they've killed him. I have to find the man they called Jesus. Do you know where he is? My name is Malchus. My master is Caiaphas. It's hard living under his rule. I have to find Jesus. I have to explain what this man just did. I have to understand him. Do you know where he is? I'm a sinner. I have cheated greatly. I have taken things that weren't mine. I have been lost. Last night, 12 hours ago, I saw Jesus. My master Caiaphas came to me and he said, "We are going to take away this man that is destroying our Jewish heritage. They've killed him," is what I've heard. "Has any of you seen him?" We went and we searched all of that day. And then we heard about a man that would have sold him away. And we went to that man. 30 pieces of silver is what it took to buy a life of someone whom I didn't know was so pure, but I know it now. Do you know where he is? Did they kill him? We found him. We found the man that would sell him. We found the man they called Judas, and he took the money. I have to find him. I have to find him. I have to know Jesus. I have to know this man they call the Christ. I have to know him because I know he's real. Does anybody know where he's at? We went to a garden. It was dark. There were soldiers, big Roman soldiers, and they were clad, and they were armed. They had swords. They were drawn. They were hungry for blood from one simple man. Have you ever seen anything like that? I followed behind. I thought we were doing the right thing. The man seemed like he was destroying our Jewish heritage. I went with him. I went along. Me, Malchus. We found this simple man praying in a garden. Praying. Kneeled down and praying. Assuming nothing. He laid beside a rock crying out. He was pouring out over everything when we came into the garden. Please tell me where he's at. Has anyone seen him? You don't know, do you? You don't know what this man has done? Nothing. We came upon him, and he stood up, and the one they called Judas walked forward and kissed him. The man that he kissed, this Jesus Christ, this Jesus of Nazareth, bore no ill will toward him. He simply looked at him as if he knew, come, do what you've come to do. He didn't get mad. He didn't get mean. He didn't get hateful. And I stood behind my leader, Caiaphas, whom I will never serve again. And Caiaphas pointed to him. And the Roman soldiers rushed forward. And I went to protect my master. And suddenly, one of them, disciples, drew their sword and cut off my ear. I screamed. The pain was unbelievable. I couldn't believe what had happened to me. The blood ran. The pain was so great. In the midst of all the confusion, the soldiers were laughing at me. They were making fun because my ear had been taken away and everybody seemed ready for blood. And this man stepped forward and he chastised one of his disciples and said to him, did I teach you this? Would you take me away from my father's will? His father? I was confused. I was scared. I need to find this man they call Jesus. Because do you know what happened next? Everything became quiet. And he reached out. And he touched the side of my head. And the pain was gone. The blood was gone. The agony was gone. And I looked into this man's eyes And I'm telling you, I saw pain. I saw suffering. I saw what was to come. And then I saw softness. And I saw love. And I reached up. Ear was there. Jesus had healed me. Me. Malchus. A worthless, worthless Jew who hated this man. A sinner. A cheater. A liar. Someone who was destined to follow those who would lead me into a path of destruction. And this man touched the side of my head and my ear came back. Do you know where he is? The things that have happened today. I ran.
Oh, I'm not serving you. Any longer am I going to serve Caiaphas. No longer am I going to follow Jewish leaders who are after their own gain. No longer. I ran. I was scared. And then I heard later that that same disciple denied him. How? Have you denied him? Do you know him? Is he? I've heard so much today. I tried to get to the courtyard, but there were so many people, and all I heard was that they beat this man. That they beat this man relentlessly. They beat the skin off of him. The Roman soldiers enjoy that kind of stuff, and they came to him, and they destroyed him. He didn't die. Oh. I heard he's dead. Tied him to a stump. And they beat him with hooks. And they beat him with chains. I asked why. And was told he came to die for my sins. Mine? Why is he doing this? He has got to be the Son of God. He has got to be the Christ. He's got to be the Messiah. They put a coat on him and they took a crown of thorns. And they jabbed that ugly crown down on his head, I heard. And yet he cursed no one. He made him carry his own cross through streets in pain and bleeding while covered with this hideous, hideous robe. They made him carry his own cross. They saved the cross for the worst death of the scum of all of humanity. And they didn't rope him to it. They nailed him to it. For you. For me. That his sacrifice may take away my sins, your sins, even now. Where is he? I need to find him. They hung him on the cross. I still haven't seen it yet. But I do know that at some point tonight, at some time in the afternoon, late afternoon, suddenly the ground shook. It frightened everybody. Buildings broke. There was loud crashes. There was loud noises. I heard that the curtain in the temple, in the sanctum sanctorum, in the holy of holies has been split from top to bottom.
he died. And they've taken him away. Do you know where he is? I need to fall at his feet. I need to worship him. I need to thank him. I need to be a part of him. I need to let this man know what he has done for me. His no account worthless creation. He has saved and lifted up on this day by his death on that cross. Do you know where he is? Did he really die? Did he die for my sins? Did he die for yours? Do you search him out to worship him? Do you thank him? He healed my ear. Saved me. For I drowned it in sin, and on this day, that man died and saved me. Do you know where he is? Do you know what today happened?
And so the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went out of the place to the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. And here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read the sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. And when the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven into one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." Later, knowing that all was now completed and that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put a sponge on a stalk of hyssop plant, and lifted it to his lips. And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, what Thou hast given today, let us never forget.
Today he died. Today, our sins were washed away forever. Today, Father, he broke the gates of hell. He broke the grasp of death. He brought forth victory that we may go to heaven and be with him when our time has come. Let us never ask again, where is he, Father? Let us simply say, we follow him everywhere. Bless this, Father, our time spent together. In Jesus' name. Silently. No prelude. No after music. Just leave quietly in his thought, in his care, in his keeping. I pray that you will be blessed in your dwelling in the Holy Spirit tonight. I pray that this opened to you. I pray that as you leave from here until we come together again on Sunday morning and raise that glad shout for what is yet to come, that you keep this moment in your heart silent, reverent. Depart from here, brothers and sisters, in peace and safety, and under the watchful care of the one who died for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please wait.